USA Radio News.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupted before dawn today, shooting ash about 30,000 feet in the sky. Now, the explosion at the mountain summit came shortly before 4 a.m., following 2 weeks of volcanic activity that sent lava flows into neighborhoods and destroyed at least 26 homes. Michelle Coombs is with the USGS. She says we can expect more of this to happen in the weeks to come.
Because the situation, as I said, is dynamic, so you can have, the event such as we saw this morning. It's a short-lived event. It might, it may have relieved pressure temporarily, but we expect that these kinds of, like I said, that, more groundwater may be getting into the system, and we expect that similar events could continue.
Brent crude oil today topped $80 a barrel for the first time since November of 2014. The market is said to be concerned about these sanctions on Iran. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
First-time jobless claims for unemployment rose a bit last week, but there's still pretty good news as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Analysts have been expecting to see about 215,000 initial jobless claims filed last week, but it came in a little higher than that at 222,000, and that was up from 211,000 the previous week. But the 4-week moving average is lower than it's been in almost a half century. At 213,000, that's the lowest since December of 1969.
Ending days of speculation, Meghan Markle said today that her father will not be able to attend her wedding to Prince Harry due to health problems. Markle's father has been hospitalized in California after undergoing a procedure to clear blocked coronary arteries. And finally, a Kent State University graduate is not apologizing for posting graduation photos of herself carrying a rifle on campus. Caitlin Bennett tweeted that she could, quote, now arm herself now that she was a graduate. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
In an increasingly demanding world, we've been told that we can do everything, from maintaining friendships, devoting ourselves to work, spending time with family, staying fit, getting enough sleep. Randi Zuckerberg is an entrepreneur and author. She has a new book out titled You Can Have It All, Just Not Every Day. She explains why sometimes we try to do too much and then feel overwhelmed.
We have this culture of burnout. This is why people are so unhappy, they're multitasking, they're stressed, is because we do feel like there is this pressure to do everything every single day. I think it's much better, like you said, you can pick 3 different things every single day. You can pick 3 things today, you can pick a completely different 3 things tomorrow, but I think we all function much better, much happier, much more successful when we allow ourselves to be great at a few things and we remove the guilt about holding a few things off till tomorrow.
Zuckerberg also talks about how social media has played a role in what we do and what we're expected to do.
In some ways, it can be extremely helpful. In other ways, it can make us feel very insecure. You know, a lot of times I've been able to get great recommendations from people instantly on social media, on, ideas, on kind of life hacks and things to make my life easier. On the other hand, it's also really easy to open up any of these sites and feel like everyone else has it all figured out, like everyone else's lives are perfect and yours isn't and you're inadequate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.